Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Kingsview financial advisor Paul Nolte. How you doing, Paul?
Good morning, Bob. A little depressed this morning. We're starting to see the sunrise a little bit later every morning. Waking up in the dark. I'm sure you can sympathize.
Well, you know what? Don't rush the summer away. It's going to be hot all week. Just to enjoy every minute. Let's talk first about what's going on this morning. Futures climbing with global stocks as America and China signaling progress on their phase one trade deal. Treasuries slipping with the dollar. What are you seeing this morning?
Yeah, more of the same. The markets continue their trek higher, and it's been on the back of technology, although we think technology may finally take a little bit of a break here. Yesterday might have been a little bit of a changing of the guard where we saw other parts of the market do well, technology not so much. But we're not calling for a crash or anything like that, but just technology to take a break from its furious run higher.
Looking at your notes on your website, this is interesting. Two companies, Microsoft and Apple, are now worth more than the entire financial services industry?
Yep, that's how distorted the technology group has become, and certainly the biggest companies. Apple right now is as big as the entire German market. So, you look at it and say, well, Apple's a great company, they're doing wonderful, that's true. But I think the valuation and what the company is selling for has far anticipated much of and all and then some of any of the gains that they're going to see going forward. So similar to what we saw in 98, 99 with tech stocks, and obviously a lot of those never earned a penny. A lot of these companies are earning a lot of money. But the valuations are certainly extraordinarily stretched here versus historical norms. So it makes sense that technology take a little bit of a break here.
So, and this is the greatest percentage in history. The five largest companies now account for nearly a quarter of the S&P 500. Does that mean, mm-hmm. Paul, that when we hear the averages, that it really is misleading because you have so few companies imbalancing it all?
No, it's true. So when you look at the S&P 500, and a lot of people have money in the S&P 500 through their 401ks, it is very much dominated by those top five, seven companies. So it is not an average. When you look at the 500 companies, and if they were all equally weighted, so everybody gets the same weight, that index is actually still down 6-7% this year, while the S&P is up about 3-4%. So that 10% difference is attributable directly to those larger companies.
You wrote that last week was an odd week in the markets, and that's an understatement. Can you explain that?
What that means is the markets rose last week, and in many of the trading days actually finished higher, yet most stocks were actually down on the week. So when you look at what they call the advanced decline line, the number of advancing stocks versus declining stocks, that was actually negative. So more declining stocks than advancing stocks, even though the averages rose. So again, kind of pointing to the importance or the weight of many of those tech stocks, which did very well last week. The average stock was actually down last week. So even though the averages did well, most stocks did not.
Talk for a little bit about how the hopes for a COVID-19 treatment and vaccine are affecting the market and certain industries right now.
Well, we're all waiting for that to happen so that we feel comfortable going out and doing things, whether it's going to a restaurant, going to a movie theater, maybe a baseball game. But it's going to be dependent upon a vaccine or where we can feel comfortable being in a very large group again. When that happens, you're going to see a lot of those companies, the airlines, travel stocks, industrial stocks, other consumer-related stocks, do extremely well. And part of the reason why we think technology will take a back seat because now the economy is going on something other than Zoom meetings and working from home, et cetera, which has been playing into the technology field for the last 3 to 4 months. So we think if we can get the vaccine, we can get that herd immunity, we can get people out and feel comfortable doing that, much of the rest of the market will recover and regain some strength, and we think technology will probably be the loser, actually, in that scenario.
So is that why lately the airline stocks have been up?
Yes, yes. So they've talked about, American Airlines talked about having some type of a spray that they can put on the seats that will effectively disinfect them for up to a week. So that will be, again, comforting to those that are flying. Again, it doesn't address the air quality, et cetera, which they're also doing, but certainly touching things and picking up the virus that way is working on being eradicated.
You know, here on the 18th floor of our building at 303 East Wacker, I look in one direction, see the huge Sheraton Hotel behind us is the Swiss Hotel, and it's dark, and you wonder, with the hotel stocks so low, is this a good time to buy? Because, as you say, if we get some solutions here to the pandemic problems, the travel industry is going to start coming back. What do you think about hotels?
They're in that category. The question becomes now, as we all get very comfortable working at home, do we necessarily need to make that business trip to go see a client or go see a prospect or make a sale, et cetera, when we're doing it now from the comfort of our home on the computer through a virtual meeting? So I think a lot of people are going to be pushing to get back on the road. Certainly there's a lot of salesmen that are just itching to do it. I'm not sure that we're going to get back to that same level that we were before, in that you're going to see some consolidation in the hotel industry. So you'll see some buyouts. You'll see some consolidation of properties. You may actually see some properties disappear completely and be converted into something else. So there may be some downsizing in that industry and some of the other industries as we understand what the quote-unquote new normal is when it comes to travel and doing business face-to-face as opposed to on a computer screen.
But most of the financial advisors like you, Paul, are saying this is not the time to stop contributing to retirement plans, correct?
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah, you absolutely want to continue to contribute to retirement plans because that's the advantage. As painful as February, March, April was to the markets and to everybody's investment account, it gave you that opportunity to buy very low. And that's part of taking the emotion out of investing. So instead of trying to time, this is a good time to buy, a bad time to buy, you want to set up that regular program, and a 401k is a great way to do it. Every paycheck, every other week, twice a month, you're always buying. So you are dollar cost averaging your way in. If the market happens to drop, good for you. You buy some more shares. If the markets really rocket, you won't buy as many shares. So your weighting is actually toward the low end. So you really want to maintain your 401k contributions. Yeah, all the way through and not be scared out.
Yeah, especially if you're like in your 20s, 30s, or 40s, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you've got at least three, four different market cycles that you're going to experience in your career. So absolutely, absolutely.
Paul Nolte, he is a senior VP at Kingsview Wealth Management. And Paul, summer is not over yet. It's going to be nice out for a while here in Chicago. We frequently have warm days stretching into November. So stop with the summer's almost over.
We will enjoy the outdoor dining for a long time yet.
I hope so. All right. Thanks, Paul. We'll talk
Thank
to you.
You
next week.